Obviously disappointed to hear the news, but not unexpected. You know, Heathrow have continued to try and build a third runway for, as previous callers have mentioned, for decades. And you can see the Chancellor trying to use that as one of the growth levers that they're looking to pull to help boost the economy. I just think it's extremely disappointing, but we've been around for a long time. We've had members that have been campaigning against this for decades and will continue to do so, and we're up for the fight.
Yes, but is it just trying to get in the way of progress, as our previous guest said?
I don't think so. I think there are, you know, a multitude of reasons why you shouldn't be doing this project. I would dispute some of the economics and some of the job figures, which have always been overestimated. It's also, you've got to balance these things with the environmental and health impact on local communities who will be overflown. If you expand with a third runway, you're looking at potentially 2 million more people exposed to noise pollution, which can impact their health. You're also looking at deterioration in air quality, and that's before you even get into the level of emissions that we produced, around 9 megatons additional from a third runway every year, which makes the aviation sector even harder to decarbonise. It's already one of the most difficult ones. So it's not getting in the way of the progress. It's about understanding the compromises that are on offer. And at the moment, the industry has not delivered at the pace required to give us any certainty that decarbonisation will happen in the right time frame. So in my view, we should be stopping any growth until we've had that technological breakthrough that industry has talked about. And at that point, maybe then you can start talking about growth in airport capacity again.
But I'm sure you'll also realise those people who are in favour of it would point to the aviation industry contributing only 2% of CO2 emissions globally. And they would point to having more investment in this country as a result. Heathrow is one of the best known airports in the world, not just in the UK. So that's why they would point to this investment and this backing for the third runway being a good thing.
But people want to come to London. There's plenty of other airports that people can access and bring investment in through. There's equally spare airport capacity around the country that businesses can go to. And interestingly, businesses want to fly direct and point to point, and they want to go straight to their destination. So they don't all have to come through Heathrow. I accept it's a lot of freight comes through, and I understand the economics around that. But I think there's a question around how you deliver that growth around the country if you just continue to funnel it into the southeast and London.